Chick Hernandez, my friend, WUSA-TV in Washington, D.C., is joining us. Did you know that Taylor Swift was a huge Chiefs fan?
Well, I knew that she liked the tight end.
She did. She does, I assume.
A tight end. Thank you very much. Play with me, would you please? Come on.
I was trying to let that go.
No. That's not the way I work.
Yeah, you and I are in the same boat. All right, let's. I'm curious here because the last time we spoke, I mean, I don't want to use the term. I mean, I joked about it a second ago that it was a coronation of Ben Johnson, but they were talking about it, you know, during the playoffs. We all assume that Ben Johnson's going to go to Washington and become the head coach of the Commanders. And then he withdrew. My assumption was he withdrew because maybe Washington was simply looking for a more experienced coach, and he has no experience as a head coach. But I don't know. Maybe you know. You obviously know more than I do. So how did this go sideways?
Well, I think several factors. One, you know, I think, you know, when the reports come out, usually there's a little bit of truth to them. So, you know, weeks before that, it was Ben Johnson asking for somewhere in the neighborhood of $15 million, which is absolutely ludicrous, but he wants to go for the right spot, blah, blah, blah. Well, the Commanders aren't doing that. They've been there, done that with a guy named Mike Shanahan, when they brought Joe Gibbs 2.0 back, all that kind of stuff. They overspent. Right. This ownership group is not playing that game. And the other thing about the ownership group is they're not letting leaks out. You know, everything that you heard came from agents of possible candidates. It was never the ownership group. Whatever Adam Peters, Josh Harris, Mitch Rales, Mark Ine, those guys, they've been so tight vested on it. And I personally like it, even though I'm in the business of trying to break stories and get intel. It's fine. It's, you know, it's the complete opposite of what took place here the last 25 years. So I'm okay with that. And they did their own process. Sure, Ben Johnson was a candidate. And I will tell you that they did find out, you know, in the air that Ben Johnson had pulled his name from consideration for there and Seattle. And so they move on because they were interviewing a lot of candidates. I talked with the owner, Josh Harris, yesterday, and he was like, we did a just a crap ton of work, to use those words, several hours with each candidate and trying to get a feel for these people because they're really looking for the right leader, the right fit. And so here we are with Dan Quinn, who, if you talk to anybody who's ever been coached by him, including one of the best defenders in the game, Micah Parsons, like, this dude's, you know, the dude. And people want to put blame on him solely for losing the Super Bowl when they were up 28-3 when he was coach of the Falcons. Well, that's just impossible because, you know, the offense didn't score anymore under Kyle Shanahan during that game. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what are we talking about here? So, I sat down with Dan Quinn yesterday. It was a refreshing conversation. I could look and feel the passion from him and the want to. He has, you know, gone through a firing and kind of basically self-evaluated in Hawaii, by the way, which, you know, if I'm going to Hawaii, I don't think I'm self-evaluating at this point. I think I'm surfing and probably dying in the surf.
Surfing?
Yeah.
You're not surfing.
I would do that. I mean, I've ridden a bull, for heaven's sakes. So I think I can surf. We'll see. It's always we'll see. But as far as what he said yesterday in the press conference, which was, by the way, the longest press conference ever of the nine coaches, the full-time coaches that I've covered. And it wasn't dragging. It was like, okay, he just kept, you know, he was effusive with his knowledge and what he's talking about. So it was all good.
Chick Hernandez from WUSA Sports in Washington, D.C., also CBS Sports Network, at Mr. Chick Sports on Twitter, here to talk about Washington's new head coach, Dan Quinn, who had been a coach with the Falcons. Yes, you mentioned the Super Bowl. They were up 28-3, and Tom Brady and Patriots came back. Kyle Shanahan was the offensive coordinator. We'll get to him in a second. Cliff Kingsbury's going to be the offensive coordinator for Washington, the natural connection there to Caleb Williams, the one-time Heisman Trophy winner, presumptive first pick overall. They would have to trade up one spot, but they have the draft capital to do that if they want to. But I'm curious about Quinn. Does he give off any of a Dan Campbell vibe to you?
Not during the press conference, because there was no mention of biting kneecaps or all that kind of stuff.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a terrible picture, but, you know, the vibe, not really. You know, I think he's a fiery guy. I think he was tempered yesterday. Look, he admitted that, you know, he curses a lot.
Oh, good.
So I took it upon myself to count how many times he actually cursed during the press conference. It was 7.
It was subtle.
I was counting, and then when he joined me for the one-on-one, I held up 7 fingers. And he goes, "What's that?" I said, "The number of times you cursed." He goes, "Really?" And yeah. He goes, "I'm trying so hard." So automatically started to like the guy from that standpoint, because I am a big-time curser as well. And anybody that who wants to ruin my career could just leave the mic open and I'd be dead.
I was stereotyping big white coaches who might wear their hat backward with goatees. So my fault for doing that.
No, I think once we get to the actual game in practice, I mean, we're going to see some fire, and we'll probably see a little bit different guy. But he was tempered yesterday for sure.
Was there any interest at all in Bill Belichick?
I would say they may have looked at it, but I don't think that was ever a serious consideration, because even though Quinn is 54, one of the older coaches, they weren't going that route with Belichick. It's what the prior franchise owner would have done in a heartbeat. Hey, let's get this guy. He's got name value.
Right.
They weren't looking for that. They're looking for somebody that can kind of change this locker room a little bit more. It was changed under Ron Rivera to a certain degree, as far as culture goes. But no, they were skewing younger and a little something different. And, you know, this is, you mentioned, you know, Quinn being in the Super Bowl. Well, he was in 3 of 4 Super Bowls.
Right.
He was with Seattle as their DC and, you know, won a title there. So he's been there and he knows what it takes to get there. And that was my first question to him is, you know, I said, look, everybody's looking at your resume and going, oh, you lost a Super Bowl after being up 28-3. I think it's lost on people how hard it is to get there. And he went through what it takes to get there. So it's a, you know, as they say in air quotes, team effort.
Chick Hernandez, before I let you go, Kyle Shanahan, you mentioned his time, I don't know how many years, 5 years or so, 4 years as the offensive coordinator under his dad in D.C. I don't know what kind of relationship that you guys had, if he was, difficult to deal with or what. But how do you look at him as he's developed, and are you rooting for him to win a Super Bowl?
Adversarial was what it was back in the day.
No way.
Because, shocking. Just because, you know, he was trying to fight the nepotism thing.
Right.
And they were struggling, under his dad. And it was him versus the D.C. Jim Haslett. I mean, literally, those guys were like, it was comical. It was chaos is what it was. And, like, to the point where they were arguing over who was going to talk to us on Thursdays. The coordinators were available Thursdays.
Right.
Who was going to talk to us first? That's what they were quibbling over. Like, who's going to go up to the podium first? And we're like, can we just have one of you? We don't care. Just give us, you know. And so it started there. We asked tough questions. My former colleague, Kelly Johnson, was very good at asking very tough questions, and he didn't appreciate that. But what I've watched from him as far as press conferences go, post-game availability and midweek, is that he's a different guy. He has learned a lot. Am I rooting for him? I don't have a rooting interest. Yeah, I don't have a rooting interest. You know, I watched Kansas City. I was at the game for Kansas City in Baltimore last week or 2 weeks ago. Last week. And I tell you, Adam, to be in person to watch the first touchdown, Mahomes to Travis Swift / Kelsey, to see that in person, I just thought to myself, it's indefensible. Like, the man is on his back. There's no chance. And that ball got there, and there was a turn and a catch. I'm like, all right. So I fully expect Mahomes and company to do and for Travis to bring some hardware home, since his girlfriend did the other night.
Yeah, she won a Grammy, her 4th for pop vocalist of the year, and Travis Kelsey will have to win another Super Bowl just to even keep pace right? He's just trying to keep up at this point.
Hey, listen, we're all trying to keep up with our better halves. Simple as that.
Are you a Swiftie?
I am. I mean, I'm not. Look, she's a phenomenal artist.
Yeah.
So talented with the writing of her music, all of that. The fact that she went back and got the rights to her music, all of that. That's impressive as hell. You can't. There's no way. The vitriol over her and all the
bros
about why she's
that
gonna affect the vote and all that. That's our culture today. Is we all want to talk about and rave about something.
Yeah.
I don't care. She's gorgeous. She's talented. And so is Travis Kelce, for heaven's sake.
He is handsome. There's no doubt he is handsome.
That is a positive sandwich family right there. That's what that is.
Chick Hernandez at Mr. Chick Sports. I love talking to you, man. I'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Okay, brother. Take it easy.
You got it, Chick Hernandez.